So for there to be a connection with the Lord, what is, or with what is good and true, or what is of love and wisdom, the external must come into alignment with what is internal. So there has to be a correspondence established, and all communication is by means of correspondence. So again, it's important to remember that influx is not a direct kind of flow, like water flowing down into a vessel. That's not what influx is. The Lord is fully present. So there's no movement from one place to another. That's spatial thinking. Okay. There's no movement from one place to another. What there is that there are states which come into alignment that make or allow our awareness or our perception to be open to the presence of the Lord. He's already present, but in order to see him, we need what is of the word established within the mind. The word itself provides the levels of terminations. So we come at it at the lowest level by our senses, and we take in the letter of the text, and then we go through a process of removing person, place, time, and space, which gives us an understanding of the text apart from the historical, so that we move into thinking about it from state. There's a termination that's been established in place, and your thinking has moved from this sensory sense of self into an interior natural sense of self. And then once you begin to apply the word, then you are open to more rational principles, finer principles, being able to govern and coming into a better understanding of the process and what's involved and having it illustrated. So these are all terminations being put into place as we work with the word to shun what is opposed to what the word teaches from that more rational level. So, you know, so the whole thing is describing what's needed in order for our regeneration to occur. So again, you know, emphasize it's a conceptual experience. It has real ramifications in terms of quality of life, but in terms of the work, we're dealing with what's flowing in by an inward way and looking to have things shored up so that we can have a greater sense of the presence of the Lord with us in this natural life that we are embedded in. The elevation of our thinking from out of the letter, if it moves towards state and towards the work of self-examination and repentance, is an indication that there are terminations levels, that there's a conscience at work. All of that is present as we enter into that process. So the work that we do is designed to change our thinking and so change our affections. It shows why there's a need to have the word as the basis for our thinking, to have those stories, to have the story in your mind, to, you know, it's absolutely critical because this is what is given by the Lord, right? So that all those aspects of levels can be put in place. That's really what's going on here. You know, divine revelation is provided so that we can think differently about what we are experiencing, so that we don't have to roll with what the baker represents. You know, we're provided what's needed so that we can, as of self, experience this reciprocal relationship with the Lord and have what is of heaven built up.